Landy's Pothole Free
with a freshly mowed footpath.
Road to knowing what's new at the Fraser Coast Regional Council. It's Councillor Chat Tuesday.
It is, and I'm pleased to be chatting with this lady this morning, a brand new councillor from Division 5. It is Councillor Michelle Gothers. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Blandy. How are you?
Good. How have you settled in?
Oh, you know, these first couple of months have been a bit of a wild ride, but it's been wonderful. Lots of meetings with my new colleagues, hearing different perspectives, you know, getting stuck into the nitty-gritty of local issues and loving it.
Yeah, oh, fantastic. There does appear to be a good vibe around council at the moment. And I know the mayor is rejuvenated as well, which is a good sign.
It is good.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, so what's top of mind at this point in time then? What do you want to chat about this morning?
Well, I would like to speak about the Waste to Art launch that council have at the moment. We've officially launched our Waste to Art competition, and the purpose is to transform recycled waste into something creative and challenge how we look at waste. Last year, we had amazing entries, sculptures made from old furniture, a bumblebee made from tin can, flowers made from tin lids. The creativity is endless. And this year, we have an outdoor category and have increased the total prize pool to $5,000.
Okay, so there is money up for grabs here.
There's money up for grabs. We have an outdoor category, so build something big, and the first prize winner will win $1,500. Now, that's up $500 from last year.
Gee, that's all right. Then maybe we could get some old jokes from this show that have, you know, really have seen their day and make something out, maybe one good joke out of it, do you think?
I think it needs to be something a little bit more physical, but, okay. you can have a try, Blandy.
I'm trying to think outside the box here, Michelle. All right, if people want to know more about that, how do they do so?
You head to the website, and it's waste-to-art.
If you just go to the Fraser Coast Regional Council site, I find it easier to go there, to be honest with you. Direct flights, how important is this and how exciting it kicks off?
This is so exciting. As an old aviation person, I'm loving it. Thursday, June 20, is the first direct Jetstar flight.
Wow.
And it will be landing in Harvey Bay at 2:55 p.m.
Woohoo!
Yep, aircraft is going to be full of tourists and journalists, travel writers, who will be visiting the area, writing about some of our greatest tourist attractions, Gari, Sunset Cruise, Oaks Resort, dinners at Banksia, helicopter flights, Lady Elliot on. It's endless. The possibilities are just endless.
So how many flights have we got a week here?
Flights per week will be, let me just get my notes here. Thursday. No, that's okay. I'm just double checking. Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday.
Okay. So
one way flights will be between one. I'm sorry?
Yeah, we've got three flights a week then, in and out.
Three flights, Tuesday, Thursdays and Saturdays, yep.
Fantastic. Jump on and support this, because we've been waiting a long, long time for this. And if we don't get along and support it, they're not going to want to stick around, and we don't want to lose
Got
it. Yeah, fair enough.
Well, Jetstar already operates four flights per week between Sydney and Harvey Bay. So with both routes, Harvey Bay will be getting an extra 3,800 tourists.
Fantastic. This is magnificent. Now, just quickly too, the Merriman Customer Service Centre, there's a temporary closure there. This is happening from June the 24th through until July 14th. So 3 weeks. So your office now will be at the Brolga Theatre.
That's right. It will. It won't impact the public. Our phone and ability to email our customer service team is unaffected. So the opening hours of the Brolga will be 8:30 to 4 o'clock Monday to Friday.
Okay, so please make a note of that change. Michelle, it's been great to catch up, finally have a chat as part of Councillor Chat Tuesday. All the best, and no doubt we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, Bernie. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.